Robach have chemistry on and off the camera.
And Nicole Kidman dropped 100K on a hat. We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey! Pew, 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 pew.
All right, y'all, let's start dishing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go.
Well, it looks like Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski have more than just a fun romance.
Oh,
according to a source, Pete Davidson has met his intellectual match in Emily, and he loves a challenge. This is the same Emily that was tongue-kissing a DJ in the park. But okay.
Intersexual match.
So they also added, when it comes to their budding relationship, there's just a lot of fun and chance to cut loose and see where it leads. Yeah. Oh, so are they saying, wait a minute, hold on. Are they saying Kim and all the other women that Pete Davidson was with prior to Emily Ratajkowski are not smart?
I don't know. I mean, like, look at the tail of the tape. I mean, Kim Kardashian, I mean, you know, God bless her, but seems very, you know, self-absorbed. Got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe she's there, but not there, right? Then there was Ariana Grande. She was on fire at the time she was dating Pete Davidson.
Yes.
Pete out there giving dudes hope.
You know, truly.
You know what I mean?
It's also frustrating at the same time, though, because it's like, you mean to tell me that I need to stay out of the gym, stay out of the sunshine, get bad tattoos? Is that the trick?
Probably not sleep
well,
much.
Well, but you might need to get something bigger, honey, because that's what makes everybody rave about him.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
My Yelp reviews are pretty good.
Oh, wow. Oh, Pete the Mute. Well, y'all, moving on. The tea is hot with this story here. Reportedly, Good Morning America's T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach have been seen getting closer than close. Word is, for the past 6 months, honey, the Mary GMA3 co-hosts have been having a hot and steamy relationship. Mm-hmm. It seems things went from friends to lovers back in June when they went to London for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. DailyMail.com has exclusive pictures of them all over the city, at bars, in and out of each other's apartments, traveling upstate together, and even holding hands. No word on whether the cohorts are officially separated from their spouses, or are they finding out about TJ and Amy's relationship like the rest of us?
No, good for them.
Stuff like this
they're still married,
me off, though, too, honey.
Yeah.
You have, with all these work husbands and work wives. And, honey, let me tell you something, Sherry. This is a typical case, y'all, of jungle fever. And let me tell you why.
Uh-oh.
Now, T.J. Holmes, honey, he married to a beautiful woman, honey, Miss Mary Lee Feebig. Now, she is of African-American and of European descent. In the movie Jungle Fever, when, Wesley Snipes was married to Lonetta McGee. She was of mixed race. And I'll never forget the line, Sherry, what she told him. Yeah, you married me because you really wanted to marry a white woman, but he was cheating with a white woman. So he married her because she was mixed. She was close to white, but she was completely white. He married a beautiful black woman, mixed, and now he's cheating with this tramp, honey. And she's an attorney at that. His wife is an attorney, honey, with Roc Nation. So I don't like that.
Yeah, he's going to get smoked in court. Yeah.
Gary, you went all around the mulberry bush with that one.
Oh, baby, I researched that story because I don't like stuff like that, Sherry. How dare he do it to Mary Lee? I don't like that.
It's all speculation. Yeah. Because,
hey, sometimes people
TJ
wind up.
Is my
listen,
friend.
I'm not gonna lie about it. Like it's never happened here, but there's been scenarios where like other places where I've worked, you spend a lot of time around your coworkers.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to tell me you've never ever had any romantic feelings for anybody you've ever worked with? Nobody, none of y'all.
Yeah, that's why it's important to keep food in the break room because when you run out of stuff to eat, you get creative.
You know what?
All right, well, we can all agree having rich friends is a luxury,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes, I love bread.
Yes.
Nicole Kidman surprised the Broadway audience in the UK with her presence during Hugh Jackman's musical, The Music Man. During the show, Hugh auctioned his hat for charity, and it was his pal Nicole who put in the winning bid of $100,000 for the signed hat. And, of course, Hugh was grateful. Gary, would you be willing to write me a check for $100K to help support my charity?
Well, hell, I got to first get $100K. Now, I'll probably give you $20 to start it.
Okay, well, that's
would be toward it.
You're on your way.
Yes.
$20.
Exactly. Nothing beat a failure but a start.
I told y'all the story of Hugh Jackman, why I ended up paying $11,000 for a t-shirt he auctioned off when he was doing his one-man show here on Broadway.
Oh, then he gets all
Hugh
y'all,
Jackman
huh?
Okay. Yeah. He be getting
he hustle
you.
All
yeah.
y'all.
Yeah. I didn't even mean to do it. Ooh. I was just trying to show off. Mm-hmm. And I thought somebody was going to outbid me because they were outbidding me.
And it was sold.
And they did.
To
they
Sherry
outbid
Shepherd.
Me. And then they... But then, no. And then he came back and he said to the lady that bid the $11,000 for the t-shirt, I have another t-shirt and I'm going to give it to her. I had to pay that damn money. I was so mad.
Yo, Sherry, that is classic charity auction technique. You should have saw that one coming. You got finessed.
You did.
So that when you was on the View, honey, or before Dish Nation?
No, it wasn't on. It wasn't Dish Nation. It was the View check.
That's what I figured.
Let me tell you.
I know damn well it wasn't here.
Well, moving on. It looks like DJ Khaled is giving a major key to Airbnb guest that unlocks a stay in his very own shoe closet.
Oh.
Now, reportedly, the hip-hop mogul is giving away 2 exclusive one-night stays at a beautiful home in the heart of Miami. And the best part is, whoever gets the keys will be able to sleep in Khaled's legendary sneaker closet that features a ton of his personal kicks, but not all of them. He has more than 10,000 pairs. Now, the room's going to be available for 2 nights, December 5th and December 6th, and it only costs like $11 a night.
But that's like looking down on people. You can sleep in my damn tennis shoe closet, but not in my bedroom.
I mean, but maybe it's the inspiration of it all. Maybe, like, you get in there, like, you're in the energy field of all this greatness, and maybe it inspires you to, like, you know, make some beats.
I like shoes, but I don't like 10,000 pairs of shoes. You know what I'm saying? If I was going to stay in a celebrity closet, and I don't know. I might want to, like, if you wanted to see some drama, wouldn't you rather stay in, like, Cher's closet or something? See, like, 1,000 wigs and all of her dresses or, like, or Hulk Hogan's closet? I mean, I don't know.
Whose closet would you rather stay in? Huh? I'll stay in Trevor Noah's closet, but I ain't gonna leave.
Okay, y'all. Now, we know Prince Harry has calmed down a lot since his younger days. Who can forget young Harry partying naked in Vegas?
Oh, I'll never forget that.
Classic. Well, a vintage smash alert just popped up from his past, child. Former Real Housewives of D.C. star Catherine O'Maney, she revealed that she had a month-long fling with the prince in 2006. And at that time, he was 21 and she was 34. Oh. Okay? And this was before she was on Housewives. So Kat described the moment they shared. Sherry, tell us what she said, darling.
Oh, he lifted me up by my waist off the floor, and he held me against the wall. He gave me the most incredible, passionate kiss I have ever had in my life.
But Kat doesn't think she'll make it into Harry's upcoming memoir, Spare, she shared. So this is probably why she shared her story.
Hi, Dirty Harry.
And then she said, I doubt I will be in Harry's book, as a prince can't run off with a 34-year-old mother of this 2.
This is what you get for being in those cobblestone streets, Prince Harry. This is what you get for coming to America and scooping up our MILFs. That's what you get. Can you imagine you're Meghan Markle and, like, you lock down Prince Harry and everything is going great.
And then now this person comes.
Left and right, they're just coming out of the woodwork. Yeah.
But everybody has a history. Everybody has a past. And you got to know Prince Harry was outside.
Now he held me against the wall. And girl.
Yeah, she went into detail.
Nessie, and the bad thing about it, Brat, is if she went into detail about that, and if he don't be doing that to Megan, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, Megan is a lady. She was a tramp, so there you go.
Wow.
You know, Megan might like to get a little freaky, and is mad. He done throw this lady against the wall, and she ain't got throwed nowhere yet.
Or Brad that said the same thing, if he threw the lady against the wall, and he'd be throwing Megan against the wall. Oh, so you throw all your bitches against the wall.
Against the wall.
Situation, right.
Spaghetti me, Harry. Spaghetti me. Throw me against the wall. See if I stick.
I thought I was the first person you picked up by their hips. Yeah,
And you know Prince Harry is he's an against the wall thrower.
Okay, up next, you won't believe what ultimatum Sarah Hyland gave Wells Adams for their wedding. Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Sounds like young Jock is trying to tell the baby why his popularity is going down. Now, during a recent interview, Jock spoke on the rapper's dwindling fan base and said him messing with Dani Leigh and Megan Thee Stallion was the wrong move. Check this out.
One of the last things that he did that possibly ticked off his fan base, the women in this culture, is out the blue saying Megan Thee Stallion. It was like, huh? Even dudes was like, damn, why you do that? What made that? Why say that?
Ooh.
And men, y'all know, even if you cheat, a woman will never forget that. It's like we do, and when you do stuff that, like, we love Meg Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. So you do stuff and you're going to come out the blue and try to besmirch her name and put her on blast like
smirch.
That? No, I will. I know,
Besmirch? What the
But what makes me so angry about it, I mean, women may not forget But why in the hell you forgive? I want to keep it across the board. I'm not going to forget you, and I'm not going to forgive.
Well, you forgive, okay. You forgive for your own inner peace.
Right. Is that what it is?
You just don't forget. You have to keep moving forward so that hatred or that anger doesn't fester.
Oh, trust me. They'll forgive you, but you're going to hear about it again.
What do you think Baby could do to kind of get his name back?
I think these women are still... I think they don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
Okay, but HK and Tanner, come on now. You have never dealt with the ticked off woman.
Absolutely. That's why I do my best to try to make sure everybody's happy.
Let me tell you, the number one way, this is my number one tip to anybody listening right now, is you don't ever want your lady to get hangry. You want to keep her snacked up and keep that blood sugar high, because she gets angry. The old drama's coming back.
Yeah. Not the old drama's that's coming right. back.
Keep some grits in the house.
That's right. All right, well, speaking of scary women, Sarah Hyland was out here putting the fear of God into her husband, Wells Adam.
Oh, Lord.
Wells Adams. Listen to the ultimatum she gave him about their wedding day.
I actually specifically verbatim said, if I don't see you crying when I walk down the aisle, I'm turning around. Oh, and he did.
And he did cry.
You better cry them tears. Well, luckily for Wells, he got his tear ducts together, and he shed some tears. Wow. So all's well, it ends well there, I guess.
Sherry, how would you feel, like, if you walked down the aisle again and your man cried, you know what I'm saying, at the altar? Like, I mean, would you be like, this weak, you know, or would you be like, oh, it's beautiful?
No, you know what? Actually, if at this point in time a man cried when I walked down the aisle, I'd be like, you really do love me.
Uh-uh.
That's some cool.
No.
What about did 1 or 1A, did they cry?
No, they didn't cry. They didn't cry. No. I don't know. I don't think they knew it was going. Yeah. I think they knew it wasn't going to last too long.
Oh, but I think usually when a man cried when a woman is coming down the aisle, he's saying, damn, I feel to marry this.
Oh. See, that's what I would be thinking. You'd be like, oh, man, I made a mistake. Abort, yeah. Abort.
So he cried because he realized he made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too late.
Like watching the cell door close in jail.
Did you cry when Judy walked down the aisle? Did she cry?
We cried when we saw each other.
Yeah.
And then we tried to pull it together because we were like, we got to get through this. Come on, we're going to make it. Yeah, but when we first saw each other, we hadn't saw each other all day. So it's like, oh, my God, I love you so much.
Yeah. I feel like it's very normal and natural to cry at a wedding.
Yeah.
See, I cry. Wins all the time.
Did you cry, HK?
No.
And he hasn't since.
And he hasn't since.
All right, y'all. Well, coming up, honey, Lala Ken, honey, is ready to be a mommy again. And Tanner, you might be able to help her out. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent seems to be swearing off men. Woo, at least when it comes to having another baby. She had her daughter, Ocean, last year with ex Randall Emmett, who was her fiancé at the time. But for her next child, she doesn't want to deal with a man.
Oh?
Lala said a partner could come into her life at any time, but she's so scared by everything she's been through that she doesn't want to risk it. Yikes. She said, there's such a high chance of it not working out. I'm doing a sperm donor, period. I will not even attempt to try and do it a different way. I don't want another person involved.
How bad was that relationship?
Yeah. It had to be real.
Real bad.
I feel for her because, first of all, I would say, if I was her friend, you gotta go to therapy because you can't let one man scar you off from
for
having love.
For the rest
love.
Of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
for your rest
I
of your life.
With, honey.
There's somebody out there.
You just like
you
her.
You agree?
I guess I'm because I'm all for it, honey. Who want to be belted with a bastard, honey, all the time, honey? Just give me, honey, a donor. Let me have my baby and be happy with me and my child here.
I would tell her, just because one screwed you over does not mean that the next one will. And you can't bring that to a relationship, that scarring. Right. You got to get some healing, mama. Mm-hmm. Even for your daughter. Mm-hmm. You don't want
that's
that.
That's like the equivalent of someone saying, I don't need help moving, I'm going to move myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a
you
lot
know
of
you
hard
need
hard
help moving.
But it
all in
done.
Books, all in boxes of books. You know you want somebody to carry them boxes.
Yeah, you want
stop.
Some help. All right, well, we love it when celebs flirt online, so we're going to flex our acting muscles with this segment called Flirting with the Stars.
With the Stars.
So, Bachelorette Gabby Windy just broke it off with Eric, the dude she ended up with on the show, and she just co-starred on Dancing with the Stars with Jersey Shore's Vinny Guadagnino. Well, Gabby and Vinny's IG flirting has gotten tongues wagging out here in these streets. So, Tanner, yo, could you flex your acting chops with Vinny? Yep. Sherry, would you mind being Gabby?
Okay.
So Vinny dropped the pic and captioned it.
Find a lot, go find less, eh?
Oh, a lot of you is never enough.
Then Vinny dropped a video of himself dancing and said,
hey, y'all need to get with a strong 7 or 8 with a good personality. If he's too hot, he's not going to be funny or cook.
It's honestly a 10.
Did we win the awards for that one, guys?
Oh, yeah, that
definitely was international with it. We started in Jersey, then we went to Australia. Then I think somebody was at the Betty Ford Clinic. It was a lot going on.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, but you think they should get together, or is this just fun for the the internet eyes?
It's fun for the internet.
Well, you know, HK, whenever you do Dancing with the Stars, it's always a romance because you're always, everybody's in such close communication.
Sherry, who did you dance with?
I danced with Val Schmerkowski, but Gary, I'm gonna tell you, I was married at the time, and my husband told me I could not do any close dances with him.
Oh, really?
Because he knew.
See, insecurity.
And he could have been.
So insecure.
Let's just say, if you could have done it all over again, as single Sherry Shepherd, would you let Val Schmerkowski?
Ooh. No. The answer is I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shepherd in the streets.
But out of respect to his wife, he's married now.
Shuffle
ball. I'm Shepherd in the streets on that tango floor.
Getting smeared with her Karski.
Well, guess what, y'all? Up next, honey, is the last story of the day, honey. So Dish is it. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. It's our last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
Okay, so one pregnant woman stopped by McDonald's and left out with a little more than a quarter pounder. Okay, while in the bathroom at the fast food restaurant, the woman's water broke, y'all, causing her to labor and deliver right on the McDonald's bathroom floor. But thanks to three very brave McDonald's employees, the new mom had a successful delivery and healthy baby girl, who they're nicknaming Nugget.
Oh, that's poetic.
Okay, so see, in this kind of instance, McDonald's is supposed to award you with McDonald's for life and give your baby one commercial. You're supposed to get Big Macs for life.
Yeah, life would be short.
With the way things going, whoever helped deliver the baby from McDonald's, they should get a raise, honey. Because you are helping deliver a baby, you're flipping the hamburgers, you're shucking the french fries and all that. They should get a raise.
No, every McDonald's worker is like a Swiss Army knife, if a Swiss Army knife could be a person. I've watched them, do fries, run the register, fight off people, and now deliver babies, man. There's no limit to what that job can prepare you for.
They cannot deliver you a Frosty because that machine is broken, but they can deliver your baby.
It's always broken. I had a child. I want to have it at Piccadilly's, and the baby nickname be Picker.
Picker? Little Picker?
Yeah.
Ooh, a Picker. Yeah. You know, when my baby would be named Ribeye. Or Tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
Not Baby Wagyu. Baby Wagyu. Bone in. Get over here.
Wow.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below. Or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.